When the Dawn Breaks, written by B.R. Spengler, narrated by Ina Marie Smith. Chapter 1. It hurt to think about her. It hurt to see her, that is, the last memory of her. And it hurt to wonder about a future without Sammy Stark. Everything hurt. That's all Declan Chambers had now. The hurt of her loss. At times, there was sleep where the dreams found him. Some good, like the ones where they were together and whole again. When he woke, though, the truth of her death returned, a heavy dread crushing his heart and soul. It was like a hammer to the head of a nail, striking over and over. Sammy was never coming back. Declan slipped an arm into the top of his coveralls and prepared himself for Sammy's rite of cleaning and passing. He wondered if he would ever see Harold Belker again. It was doubtful. Everyone had said so. Harold had been exiled. He'd been physically removed, banished to live outside the commune. But if given the chance, Declan decided that he would end Harold Belker. He decided that he would kill him for what happened. Anger festered and consumed him. Declan didn't care, though. He wore the rage like a well-worn coat. A day after Sammy's tragic death, Harold was found alone in his dwelling. His parents came forward, saying that their boy was blubbering about what had happened and saying that it was an accident. There weren't many who'd listen, though. Nobody believing him. What Harold didn't know was that when questioned, Norm and Richie told the commune that Harold had pushed Sammy to her death. Word quickly spread. It spread about what Harold had done, and it spread about losing Sammy Stark, Emily Stark's little sister, the daughter of Phil Stark, the machine's original architect. Word had also spread to other communes about the death of the fair red-haired girl, condolences coming from communes in their region, and even a few from across their territory. Declan's heart was weighted with an ache that slowed his step and slumped his shoulders. It also made him deaf to the people gathering, the ones reaching for his hands, their lips moving without words. He heard Emily's voice, though. Heard the sorrow when she insisted he stand with her and help prepare Sammy for the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?